Even experienced oncology healthcare professionals acknowledge how challenging it is to fully understand the cancer experience. And to better cross this barrier, I personally find it enlightening to chat with oncology healthcare professionals who themselves have been treated for the disease, as in a previous issue when we visited Ms. Diane Chapman, an oncology nurse and breast cancer survivor. For this issue of our series, I met with another patient nurse, Ms. Lillian Shockney, who has become knowledgeable in ways about this disease that are impossible to describe other than to listen to her.
I was diagnosed 15 years ago at the age of 38. I was very fortunate to be a stage one, but did need to have a mastectomy done. At that time, we weren't doing sentinel nodes, so I also had an axillary node dissection, so modified radical mastectomy. For some other medical reasons, I wasn't a candidate at that time for breast reconstruction, or breast prostheses, which I named Betty Boob. She became my bosom buddy that I took everywhere I went. And that was a very good groundbreaking way in talking with patients that when I would go in to see them, I would say, I'm here, but also a friend of mine by the name of Betty Boob, and I would explain my story. And I found that naming my breast prostheses was an effective way to neutralize the very scary discussion of cancer, that even my friends, my nursing friends, would say, how's Betty doing, rather than saying, how are you dealing with your cancer? I was hormone receptor negative, and with the invasive disease being very small, they did not feel that I needed to have chemotherapy. 2 years later, when I was having a routine mammogram, they found that I had multicentric disease once again, had core biopsies, and had 4 invasive ductal lesions in that side. So I underwent yet again another modified radical mastectomy. This time it was hormone receptor positive. And I think today they probably would not have given me hormonal therapy, but being young in my 30s, very extensive family history of hormonally driven cancers in my family, they decided, let's go ahead and just leave no stone unturned, and decided to do 5 years of tamoxifen at that time. 4 years ago, so a decade after my second mastectomy, I finally at long last, with the power in science and improvement in care, became a candidate for breast reconstruction and had bilateral deep flap reconstruction done. So now my breast prostheses, Betty Boob and Bobby Sue, are happily resting on the chest of one of our underserved patients who has maintained their names, I might add. And I now have the girls, as my husband calls them. So it's not unusual in our breast center for me to have my clothes off with a newly diagnosed patient, particularly if she has been told that she needs to have a mastectomy because she has a large tumor, small breast, or multiple tumors in the breast, mandating that type of surgery, that I will talk to her about various forms of reconstruction. Our plastic surgeon is available there also to see her at that same time. It's very common for me to do an unveiling and say, we're going to show you photographs, but I can also show you what the finished product looks like and how far out I am from that surgery.